This is from a guy named Goldmund on Twitter. To my point of who Antifa is, these are social justice warriors, spoiled, snotty-nosed brats. Again, these are the punk kids that donated some of their parents' money to the presidential campaign of Bernie Sanders. These are feel-the-burn losers. As a matter of fact, one of them was actually videotaped yesterday outside a protest giving instructions on where to set the AstroTurf table up at. So Goldmund says, I rub shoulders with a lot of Antifa while living in Bushwick, Brooklyn, which became a trendy honeypot for every spoiled, alienated loser who despised their own upper-class family. Isn't this exactly the way I described them yesterday? Middle to upper-class kids that went to government schools, again, have been taught to hate their parents and to hate their success and have taken the brainwashing 100%, internalized it, and are now living it. I rub shoulders with a lot of Antifa while living in Bushwick, Brooklyn, which became a trendy honeypot for every spoiled, alienated loser who despise their own upper-class family. Easy to profile the clowns because they can't think for themselves. In their 20s and 30s, dead, drugged-out eyes, androgynous, greasy, zero confidence except when in groups, a type of person who wants to be recognized but doesn't have the talent to do anything significant. I love this guy. Successful people avoid them because they're such losers. They're such losers at life. Yeah, I know. They are allies with the SJW feminist crowd because they feel oppressed. Oh, cry me a river, snowflake. Oppressed because they don't want to work real jobs and are used to being supported by their wealthy family who also despises them. Mark, again, just what did I tell you yesterday? This goes back to the family. If you want spiritual counseling on this, pray, 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 and fast. Tomorrow is an Ember Day if you're a Catholic. Get ready. No meat tomorrow. Join many of us who are going to pray for an end to this madness, pray for the church to grow some courage, and for priests and bishops to grow spines and to stand up and tell the COVID Karens, no, no. To tell COVID governors, no. You can't tell me I can't have services. We're having them. We're going to have them in spades. And I'm not going to do what you told me to do because you don't have authority over us. This is where this must go. Marxism appeals to their lazy, backwards worldview. Told you that yesterday. Fueled by the misguided anger of someone who craves fatherly love. And I mean, was this guy listening to me yesterday? It's almost as though he was. The men in these houses where these Antifa punk wackos were raised were absent. They were gone. G-O-N-G, gong. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Radio Free Antifa Stan is what you're listening to. One more chatter in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. And we get to 60. Now, 60 is not a huge number considering we got to 118 in the first week of the corona hoax. But since then, everyone's gone back to work. And people aren't locked down and shut into their homes anymore. So 60 is a very respectable number for the chat room. There we go. 60's in the house. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Fueled by the misguided anger of someone who craves fatherly love and acceptance, but is too immature to change their selfish ways, the typical Antifa member is a mental teenager and a slave to their misguided emotions. Teenager mentality. Like a teenager, they are emotionally concerned with social status to be accepted by other Antifa losers.
Lehu Zeher.
Maybe get a... Okay, can't say that. Many are bisexual because they will accept the touch of anyone who will have them. They take designer drugs to escape reality, go deeper into their gnarled pit of mental despair, and believe they are connecting with other loser escapists to share their pain. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, like we've been talking about for so long with these metrosexual kids, with these boys that have been that are drunk on soy, that are impotent, that have no future, no desire to have a future. Why? Because they didn't have men to lead them. And they don't see any examples of men around to lead them. This is our charge. Here on the Crusade Channel, men, be men. Love your wife as a wife, not because she's hot.
My husband said I was hot.
But because she's your wife, you swore an oath before God to love and to honor and to cherish. And you also accepted the power to bring new life into this world. So go do it and love that life. You're the head of the household. She's not. But Mr. Church, please, you have to work in the same situation that I had to be a stay-at-home dad. You need to reverse that as quickly as you're able. By the by, working for the man, you're going to find yourself in the position where you're not going to be able to be that man. You know why? Because your boss is going to tell you you got to do things that are inimitable or inimical to the practice of actually being the dad. You're going to tell your boss to go pound sand. How are you going to do that? Pick a vocation. Pick a vocation. Marry yourself to that. It's good for yourself. You'll love your work. It's good for your family. Maybe even if you really love it, and stop telling your sons to leave and to go off and be doctors and lawyers and such. If you work on a ranch, teach them to be ranchers. Now that they have a calling, a vocation to do something else, that's fine. That's fine. Provided it's a vocation. Just to leave you because the town is small, that's not a vocation. That's a cop-out. I left this new town because it was too small. How many little towns does our friend Vincent David Johnson roll through with his wonderful cameras and take photographs of all the dilapidated former buildings that used to be the bustle and hustle and the prime example of what little towns could be? Those wonderful little incubators of community. I'm talking to community outside of the family. Gentlemen, stop talking about it and freaking do it. Let me tell you something. If you're listening to this show and you're a male and you're a new listener, do you have any porn anywhere on any electronic device? You have access to it? Is the answer yes? Get rid of it. Cold turkey today. And you know what? If you're having trouble getting rid of it, pick a rosary up and ask our Blessed Lady to help you because she will. How do I know? Because I had to do it. And I've never, ever, ever been more thankful for a favor than for that one. Yep, priests need to be men too. That's right, Bayou Boy. They got to step up too. We have to demand that of them. Maybe we have to write them from time to time and say, Father, I don't understand something you said, or I don't understand. Be respectful. Be private about it. Don't do it publicly. What are you talking about? Wait. Why did that elicit a smirk, Mrs. O'Connell? I never called a priest out for not being... Oh, okay. All right. I
didn't say you did. Sometimes I have a tendency...
Ah. Back to Goldman's biography of who an Antifa loser is. At the end of the day, what is an Antifa loser, especially the males? Well, all of them. What are they missing? They're missing fathers, guys. They're missing dad. Don't you get it? The key to all of this is the dad. As a matter of fact, can you play the Benjamin Watson clip that you were playing? Let me finish with Goldman's view of what a Antifa loser is. Pretty much what I told you they are. They take designer drugs to escape reality, go deeper into their gnarled pit of mental despair, and believe they are connecting with other loser escapists who share their pain. Their pitted eyes display the opposite of awareness. They aren't stupid and are well organized. Many have been trained at prestigious universities, so they know how to rally. They know which vegan snacks to serve, know which buzzwords to use, and their trust fund lifestyle allows them to continue their nihilism. You know, that's how I figured out who they are, because they keep showing up doing the same things, which indicates logically to me that they have the ability to somehow support themselves, but they display no skills other than organizing to destroy someone else's vocation. That is a sin. It is a grave error, and no one that commits it deserves any of our mercy other than the mercy that justice ultimately metes out.